Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, Brother Ben Griffin will be presenting our words of encouragement. His topic is God's timing and comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. For those who have tuned in this morning to our telecast, those who are praying for the success of our telecast, and those who are supporting it as well, we don't thank you. Thank you and thank you. Today we want to, in our words of encouragement, to address one, maybe two words that are certainly challenging to every one of us who strive to be successful in life. And, of course, those who are not striving to be successful in life in the way they understand striving and success, this lesson is for them as well. There are two words that challenges us perhaps daily in our lives. One word is patience, and the other word is wait. I know in the military, going in at age 17 and being a highly energized young man, we learn very quickly, and the first day is hurry up and wait. It's coming. The food truck is coming, or your promotion is coming, your pay raise is coming. All the great things that you long for, they are on their way. Be patient. Be patient. Then children. One of the most difficult thing when we was told we're going to the beach or going to the fair or going to the store was to be patient to mom and daddy. Got ready and got dressed, and we got going. Even on the en route in the car, you can hear children say, "Have we got there yet?" This idea of patience and waiting is something that transitions from childhood into adolescence and into youth, into young adulthood, and all the way into adulthood and supreme adulthood. We are still impatient and still challenged to wait. For those of us who identify with God, certainly as church leaders, church members, when we want to have a successful church or successful ministry or trying to select a new minister or get a new building or get some vans or prepare to take a youth, whatever the case may be, the challenge always, when it's going to happen, when we're going to do it, let's get going, let's get moving. But the idea is wait. Even there have been some times when you are rushing to accomplish something or to get a certain job, and you couldn't wait to get hired. And lo and behold, as soon as you got this job, the job you really, really wanted, it came through because of desperation. Sometimes we make hasty decisions, and sometimes the decisions come back to haunt us. We want to encourage us, yes, people question God's activity in our lives, but we need to, as God's children, realize that God is still active and involved and concerned about our lives. But if we lay claim to being a child of God, then we must function on God's time. So we want to encourage us this morning that there's a such thing as our timing and there's a such thing as God's timing. And you and I have to decide whose time clock that we're going to go by. When we talk about timing, talk about season, times, timing, a special period of time or an appointed time, we'll receive that which we have expected, that which is owed us or rightfully belong to us. Galatians chapter 6 tells us that in verse 9 that we should reap in due season if we faint not. There's this thing called a law of the harvest. You can plant in one season, But don't expect for your harvest to come up until the next season, until the season is due to come up. I find in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that ye may exalt you in due time. See, here's the key, humility, wait, patience. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You're under God's leadership, under God's guidance. Humble yourself under his hand, that he may exalt you in due time. So it's not you nor I who's going to promote us, who's going to promote us. That's a hard thing for even a seasoned Christian to grasp or to really accept, is that we're going to wait on the Lord. And Isaiah 40 says it best, that we must wait upon the Lord, and he will allow us to be exalted like eagle's wings. And so we are to cast our cares upon him. That is total reliance upon God, for he cares. He cares for you. He's not going to allow you to starve. He's not going to allow you to go without. But we as true believers have to see things from God's time schedule and not ours. That's why we need to be encouraged to be patient and wait on the Lord. There are other passages of scriptures that we can glean from on this morning when it comes to waiting again, patience and long-suffering. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse is 22, there the writer says unto us, let's draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. God, faithful, reliable, dependable, he will come through when the time is right, because he has promised, and God cannot and will not go back on his promise. Also, we recognize verse 5 of Hebrews chapter 12. And in that passage, the writer says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh to you as children. My son, espouse not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Don't cave in, don't give up. Don't cave in, don't give up. And then in verse 3, it says, for consider him that endures such transgressions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Oftentimes, in this impatience, it originates and it ends in our mind. We faint, we give up, we throw in the towel, we surrender. And also in verse 36 of Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, the writer helps us understand, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Again, patience is associated with receiving the promise of God. Even during Jesus' public ministry, he used these very similar words in Matthew 10 and verse 22, and ye shall be hated of men for my sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's waiting, patience, endurance, long-suffering. All of these things are connected with God's time. And we know again in 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verses 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, with not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in which the heavens and earth shall pass with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, the works thereof shall burn up. And we are told to be in the holiest manner of life, looking and hastening to the coming of the day of the Lord. Again, it's wait, it's patient. But then it says, nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. They seem like everlasting, eternal wait. In other words, wait time. If you ever get stuck in traffic, wait time. Yes, doctor's office, wait time. A certain piece of mail or check or email, yes, there's wait time. In James chapter 4, and verse 10, again, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Again, wait to your promotion. Wait to your chance to be the leader. to find that there are those who are bidding for to be the Speaker of the House. Some are rushing their time in, some not ready, some not prepared, and some get in, they fail because it's not your time. Even going for the presidency, it's not your time. Your time will come for that. But here's a statement I want to leave with us this morning. And here's a question, rather, I want to leave with us this morning. Have you ever thought of the things God has already done for you? Oh, yes, you think how successful and how blessed you have been through this year alone. Develop a sense of patience and waiting, relying upon the Lord. Why not go a little further? Why not be a little more patient and more understanding and work on God's time clock? And don't rush it. Don't make hasty decisions today, nor tomorrow, nor this week. Test God and see when he come through. Try him, and you'll see that God hasn't forgotten about you. Certainly, I know this may vary from person to person, your patient level, but that is why we grow in faith. We grow to become more tolerable, more patient, more long-suffering, because we're really on God's time and our time. May God bless you. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful today that we have your word to give us that edge, that strength to realize that we have been blessed. God has come through in the proper season and many times in our life. We boast and we brag on God oftentimes. People say, God, man, he really blessed me, man. He really came through for me. Well, let's rejoice about that moment. And also let's give God credit for coming through on the next time. If God bless you and you were jubilant and rejoiceful and appreciative of what God done yesteryear, why not in the present? Why not wait on the Lord for other things? It seems as though you apply for a job, you need this job, your bills are behind. Just still trust that God is in the mix of your life. He's in the mix of your message, in the mix of your madness, in the mix of your matters. And so let's just be patient and let God move at God's time. May God bless you and may he keep you as you continue to trust in God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.